We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Day two of organized team activity here at One Bills Drive. The Buffalo Bills with another day on the practice field and after practice. Joining us in studio right now, second-year defensive back Duke Williams. Thanks for coming by, Duke. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.
Good to see you. It's been a while. You know, it's always good when guys get back here. Doesn't it feel like you're away for 3 or 4 months? But you got to feel pretty good just to be around your teammates these last couple days.
Yeah, it's been too long. We've been going too long. And, it's nice to see the guys, we had battle with last year. And, it's just great to be back on the field.
Hey, Duke, 2 days in, you're getting lots of reps because Aaron Williams is out and because Jarris Bird is gone. Talk about that, the work that you've had in the first 2 days here.
Oh, yeah. Running with the starters has been great. It's fast-paced and, a little more responsibility. And it's just great to be out there on the field, just like I said. And, running with the first group, you guys start to trust you. And, they're able to depend on you, to get the calls across and, get the defense lined up.
I know you have a close, tight-knit group back there in the defensive backfield, and Jarris Bird is a really popular teammate, I'm sure. But when a guy like that leaves, as sorry as you may be to see him go, also in the back of your mind, do you think opportunity?
Oh, of course. A guy like that, visibility, is gone. There's a big void to fill. And, it's a great opportunity for the guys next up. And, we're out there battling right now for a job. And it's football, so we're having fun at the same time. And, in the back of your head, there's a guy, that needs to get a job. And, he's out there battling. And it's just great. It's just great to be out there compete. I love the competition.
I know we all know what Jarris Bird did on the field in terms of big plays. But in your room, in the defensive back's room, what would you guys miss not having Jarris around this year?
Just a guy that's been around the game and is a true vet. He's a true veteran, and he went about everything as a on a professional level as far as handling business off the field, handling business on the field, and doing all the little things right to make sure he's okay when he's on the field. So just that presence, older brother figure, he gives guys advice, and he has a great personality too. I don't know, some people have the different perceptions around him, but he's one of the nicest guys, and he'll give you a lot of information and let you know what you need to do and what not to do. So he was a great person to learn from while he was here.
Do you see in just this early stage of OTAs anybody kind of stepping up to that leadership role that Jarris had?
Well, right now we're working on it. And, Corey Graham's new. And, he's a guy that's been around the game longer than anyone else. And he has a lot of stuff, that he tells the guys, and he lets the guys know how stuff is supposed to be ran and how things are supposed to go. And he's another guy, that his voice is out there and everyone listens to him.
We're in studio with Bills safety Duke Williams after a couple of days of OTAs, and we talked about all the reps you're getting. You're running with the first team along with Denora Searcy back there. People talk a lot about how those safeties are interchangeable. Tell me how it works on the field. Is there any difference at all, strong side, weak side, between the two safeties?
Oh, not at all. You're supposed to be able to do both, and you might be playing free safety if you're lined up on the left side of the field, but the next play you might be the strong safety. So, guys line up and you never know what you are. So, you just got to be able to do both. And it's great, to see, what your ability is. You get to see there's no guy that stays on the bottom of the formation or the guy who stays high on the field. So, it's interchangeable, and, it shows a lot what you can do.
That means you have to come up and support the run, and you have to cover deep from time to time, right? That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask for, but, the task is fun.
What do you like better, run support, coverage? Which do you prefer?
Either or. Versatility is special in this defense. If you're able to do both, then you're able to play in this defense.
Hey, Duke, obviously Aaron Williams has not been able to go yet as he's coming off a minor surgery. So it's you and Searcy back there. How do you view that competition for what would have been Jarris Bird's spot? I mean, does anybody have a leader in the clubhouse at this point, or where do you think this is going?
It's still early, and, guys are still getting the feel for the defense, and, everyone's still getting the feel for all the calls and adjustments, but so far we've been doing great, and it's great competition. I don't really worry about it until, it's time to go. So, everything's going to work out itself if we do our job.
Do you think OTAs are a time when you can win that job, or is that something that maybe you just hang in there until it comes to training camp?
OTAs is you know, for the players to get familiar with the defense and, you know, get comfortable with making all the calls and adjustments. And obviously, you know, if two of us are out there and, you know, we're being watched and, you know, if we're on film, we're you know, being evaluated. So that's the only thing that matters.
It's a new defensive coordinator with Jim Schwartz. It's a new defense. What does that mean to the guys on the back end? Because you have a holdover coach back there in the defensive backfield.
Oh, yeah. You know, the new defense, we've been installing. You know, we installed, it's our second installation. So the guys are familiar with it already. We have some of the similar calls. You know, there's a lot of similarities with the formations and, you know, the adjustments we need to make. So it's not too big of a drastic, you know, change. But, again, it's not as difficult or, you know, as it was last year. So guys are more comfortable with it. We have some of the same calls. And, you know, Coach Donnie makes sure we know our calls, and he makes sure he categorizes everything to make sure we're on top of everything.
When you say it's not as difficult as last year, what do you mean? Yeah. What was difficult about last year?
Well, the defense wasn't really difficult. It was just a lot of stuff. It was just a lot of, you know, a lot of scheming and different adjustments we had to make. But now, you know, it's more of a lesser load as far as how many plays we have. So it's you can play a lot faster, you know, you can play quicker, and you know the game a little bit faster.
One of the good things about Mike Patton's defense last year was the pressure came from a variety of spots.
Yeah.
And maybe in a different defense, well, that helped create a lot of big plays on the back end. Do you see that happening in this defense? Will there be? I mean, you guys had all those interceptions last year.
Oh, yeah.
Could that happen with
this
new defense?
Oh yeah, pressure was a big part of it, but a lot of it was from our line, our defensive line. They did a great job, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback last year, and it made it easy for our defensive backs to make plays. So, you know, I give credit with the pressure, but it was definitely the line that really helped a lot. You know, with Marcel, you know, Kyle, and Mario and Jerry. It was, you know, I give it to them for, you know, the plays we had made in the back end.
We're in studio with Bill Safety Duke Williams talking about the OTAs a couple of days in and talking a little bit about last year. You played all 16 games last year for the Bills, Duke. At the beginning of the year, you got a lot more reps defensively. How do you think those defensive reps went for you?
Great. You know, I felt like when I was on the field, you know, I was able to, you know, get my hand on the tackle, get a tackle, you know, get my hand on the ball, make some plays. And, you know, from what I was in, you know, I think I did well. And, you know, I'm just waiting for the opportunity this year to, you know, really establish myself.
You did get on the field a lot in special teams, especially as the season went on. Talk about the role you played on special teams.
Oh, yeah, I was on all four phases. And kickoff, I was the R4. You know, I was in there. I had my nose on the ball. And I was a gunner on punt. And just blocking on both, you know, on the other kicks. You know, I had a real big role on special teams last year, which, you know, helped me get some experience also.
They're looking for what they call core special teamers. Do you think you could be one of those guys for this team?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And what how much special teams experience did you have at Nevada? I know you played a lot of defense there. Did you do a lot of coverage teams in Nevada?
Early in my career at Nevada, I played a lot of special teams. I was on all four phases. But as the years went on, towards my junior and senior year, I was just playing kickoff mostly. And, you know, I had to get reacquainted with special teams when I came here into the league.
At Nevada, one of the hallmarks of your career there in 4 years there was big plays. 5 forced fumbles, 3 in your senior year at Nevada. What's the key to making big plays like that, and how can you take that and bring that to the NFL?
Just playing fast and, you know, being the first one to ball and, you know, just causing problems with the defense. You know, it's all about your eyes and, you know, just how much you know the defense. And if you know what you're doing, if you know the guys around you doing, it's way easier to make plays.
Yeah, it would seem to me once you get a comfort level in the defense, maybe you play freer. You're able to fly around better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it was kind of difficult last year, you know, when, you know, a guy went down, you have to fill in for him. And, you know, you probably didn't get a lot of reps, you know, and you got a lot of mental reps. But, you know, it's not the same as actually playing. And, you know, coming into this year, I'm getting a lot of reps, and I'm getting comfortable and comfortable every day.
Duke, have you thought about where you were a year ago, OTAs last year? You came in as a fourth-round draft pick. I would imagine your head would have been spinning last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. It was. You know, I had to settle down, and, you know, I had a lot of ebbs and flows I had to go through last year. And, you know, I had some hard times where, you know, I got frustrated. It's frustrating, you know. But now, you know, when when, just like I said, when you take the regimen from Jarius Bird and you're in your playbook and you know what you're supposed to do and you know what guys around you are supposed to do, it's way easier of a weight on your shoulders and you're more confident. And that's all about, you know, playing fast. It's just confidence.
When you talk about the regimen from Bird, you're talking about maybe off-site looking at the playbook? I mean, you have the tablets now. Is that what you use?
Yeah, well, putting in extra hours, you know, staying
on your own?
Yeah, on your own and watching film on the other team, watching film on yourself, you know, and just improving every single day, you know, taking care of small things you have to do to take care of yourself on the field.
Do you do that individually or do you do it in groups?
Well, you know, when I'm on my own, I try to get in as much as film as I can, you know, always try to be the last guy here, you know, the first guy in, and, you know, actually just putting in overtime.
How much of that are you able to do easier with the tablets? Is that what you use to look at film?
Yeah, we use tablets, and we go home, and all the stuff's on the iPad, so, you know, we're able to watch film at home every single day. It's nice.
You can't get away from it, probably.
No.
It sits there on the counter. Aren't you tempted to walk over?
Exactly.
I want to take another look at the practice.
Exactly, and that's what I do, you know.
Do you get practice cut-ups from OTAs even to look at?
Exactly, right after.
Really?
You know, so when we walk on the field, we grab our iPads. The film is right on there.
And so today, you'll go home and look at today's practice?
Oh, of course. You know, I'm going to stay here a little bit longer, you know, get in the cold tub a little bit and look at film.
That's amazing. Tell me about how you have changed physically since a year ago. Mm-hmm. You look bigger, upper body anyway.
Oh, yeah. I had worked out with Dwight Ross in Vegas, and, you know, he has a really intense program out there, and it kind of helped me, you know, get more explosive. I put on, you know, about 5 pounds extra muscle this year. And it was, you know, it's able to help me on the field just to get through a long season because, you know, coming from college, you don't know what to expect. You don't realize it's a longer season. And, you know, it takes toll on your body. So, you know, putting on a little extra muscle just to, you know, withstand the whole season.
Hey, Duke, you know, every year, guys come into this league through the draft or free agency, and for some guys, the opportunity never opens up. I would think you must feel like with Bird gone, with even this week Aaron Williams out, the door is wide open for you for what you might be able to do.
Oh, yeah, it's wide open, and, you know, I'm up for the competition. I've been waiting for this, you know, since last year. You know, it actually was great for me to learn from those guys, too. So, you know, sitting there watching and learning how the game is supposed to be played, and then the next year, having this opportunity to play and this big, you know, this big void to be filled is, you know, absolutely perfect. And, you know, it's lined up perfect for me. I just got to get out there and do my thing.
It's a good script, right?
Yeah.
We'll see how it works out. Duke, thanks very much.
No doubt. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Duke Williams, Bill's safety in his second year, fourth-year pick from Nevada last year, getting a chance to get reps with the ones this week with Aaron Williams out. We've got more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're live at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.